A Marshall man is currently in custody for the alleged murder of a Slater man earlier this week in Saline County. According to a release from Saline County Sheriff Cindy Mullins, 30-year-old Adam McAllister is currently incarcerated at the Saline County Jail for the alleged murder of 31-year-old Lance Gibson. The Saline County Sheriff's Department, Slater Police, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol's Division of Drug and Crime Control investigated the alleged homicide, which occurred in the 900 block of Jenkins Street in Slater, where Gibson was found deceased at the scene in the early morning hours yesterday. Authorities are seeking felony charges of second-degree murder and armed criminal action. Bond has been set at $500,000 cash only. McAllister's initial hearing is pending at the Saline County Circuit Court. Lafayette County Presiding Commissioner Harold Hofflander made a presentation about the renewal of a countywide sales tax proposal to the Higginsville Board of Aldermen on Monday night. City Administrator Jeanette Dobson explains.
This is a capital improvement sales tax. It's been in place since 1983, and it's been renewed by the voters 6 times.
Dobson said the 1/2 cent sales tax proposal has to be put before voters every 5 years. The municipal election will be held on Tuesday, April the 3rd. At the meeting of the Saline County Commission on Thursday, Clerk Debbie Russell said absentee voting for the municipal election on April 3rd is well underway. She said her office handles several different types of requests for absentee ballots.
We have various sources of gaining absentee requests, and one, of course, we have some mail-in requests. We have walk-in people. We have people send faxes. We have an absentee team that looks at nursing homes to give our absentee voters their opportunity to vote. We have people that just from relatives and guardians will come in and request absentee permission slips so that they can have their voters sign them, send it back into us so that we can mail a ballot. And then we have requests from emails.
Russell said there's a list of 66 people who are permanently not able to come into the polls and can vote via absentee. She says 38 of those persons already have cast their ballots. In all, as of Thursday morning, she said 47 absentee votes have been cast. She said the number is pretty typical for this time of year. Russell said the bipartisan team is scheduled to be headed out to the area nursing homes to get absentee votes sometime next week. Absentee voting will be accepted during regular business hours at the county clerk's office through 5 p.m. on Monday, April 2nd. And according to an updated release from the Pettis County Sheriff's Office, the phone lines and computer systems at the Sedalia Municipal Building are back online and operational. The systems were down since yesterday afternoon. KMMO News Time is 5:35.